بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Fear Allah and be ever conscious of Allah Almighty in private and public. Allah Almighty said, Indeed, from Allah nothing is hidden in the earth nor in the heaven. It is He who forms you in the wombs however He wills. There is no deity except Him, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. The Creator Almighty, by His wisdom and knowledge, created this universe, both its higher and lower realms, its visible and hidden aspects, and placed within it angels, humans, jinn, animals, plants, inanimate objects, and other creations only known to Him. All of this is for a single purpose, without a second, and for one supreme reality, with no reality beyond that. That servitude is dedicated to Allah alone, to affirm His Lordship and His sole divinity, and to acknowledge their utter need of Him Almighty, and to submit fully to Him, may He be glorified. For the children of Adam, unlike the rest of creation, this can only be accomplished through professing faith with both the tongue and the heart, and by the actions of both the heart and the limbs simultaneously. Moreover, complete servitude to Allah cannot be attained unless it embodies the utmost humility and devotion combined with the utmost love for Allah, may He be exalted. If one reflects upon the many creatures of this visible world, one realizes that they have not been given the same level of attention, nurturing, privilege and stewardship that humankind has received, nor have they been given the same responsibilities as the children of Adam. Rather, Allah made them subservient and unveiled them for mankind's benefit. Allah Almighty said, It is He who created for you all that which is on the earth. Nevertheless, these creatures, apart from the children of Adam, are complete in their servitude of Allah Almighty, their submission to Him and their humility before His Lordship and Divinity, except for certain disobedient creatures such as devils, sinful jinn, and certain animals such as the gecko. Concerning the gecko, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded that the gecko be killed, saying, It used to blow upon the flames of fire upon Ibrahim, peace be upon him. Yet even these, despite their disobedience, do not reach the level of disobedience found in some of the children of Adam. This is because there are those among the children of Adam who have declared, I am your Lord Most High. Those who say, Indeed, Allah is the Messiah, Son of Mary. Those who state, Allah is the third of three. And those who say about the Quran, This is nothing but the word of a human. And there are those who say, Allah's hand is shackled, and others who state, Allah is poor while we are rich. The transgression and arrogance of mankind extend so far that there are those who say, the Islamic Sharia is not suitable for every time and place, or religion must be separated from civil affairs, or those who describe religion as backwards, or describe the prescribed punishments and penalties as savage and harsh, or claim that it restricts women, oppresses them, and smothers their identity, while others claim that a woman's freedom and emancipation is only realized by her departing from the boundaries set by her Lord. Allah Exalted confirms the reality that some of the children of Adam, among all other creations, disobey and refuse to be servants of Allah, who created them and formed them. He Almighty says, Do you not see that to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the moving creatures, and many of the people, but upon many the punishment has been justified. In order for us to reach one goal, which is to realize our servitude to Allah Almighty, while some are negligent and disdainful, and some obey Allah but are overcome by self-admiration, it is fitting to mention some examples of Allah's creations, the Most High, to prove through their actions the vast gap between us and them and the perfection of servitude to Allah and absolute obedience to Him. Among these examples is what Allah inspired in the hoopoe of Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, of Tawheed and condemnation of associating partners with Allah in His divinity. This is demonstrated by what Allah exalted relates upon the hoopoe's tongue. I found her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah, and Shaitan has made their deeds pleasing to them and averted them from his way. So they are not guided, and so they do not prostrate to Allah who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth and knows what you conceal and what you declare. Allah, there is no deity except Him, Lord of the Great Throne. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a funeral and said, "One at rest and one who others are at rest from." They, that is the companions, asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what is one at rest and what are the one who others are at rest from?" He said, "A believing servant finds rest from the difficulties of the world and its harm, moving on to the mercy of Allah, while a corrupt person is one from whom the places, people, trees, and animals find rest from." So note how the trees and animals are harmed by an immoral person and by the corruption and destruction that they bring about upon earth, openly defying Allah. The evil consequences of their sins are not limited to the children of Adam alone. On the other hand, some animals rejoice in religious adherence. They feel its effect upon the children of Adam and the blessing that it brings to the earth. That is why they supplicate for such people, invoke blessings upon them, and seek forgiveness for them. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, Allah and His angels and the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the ant in its hole and the fish send blessings upon those who teach people good. In fact, all animals fear the day of resurrection and are terrified of the arrival of the hour, dreading its awe and hardships." The Prophet ﷺ said, "There is no creature on earth that does not listen attentively in fear every Friday from daybreak until the sun rises, fearing the hour except the children of Adam." So know how the creatures and the firmly rooted mountains glorify the praises of Allah, fear Him, tremble before Him, and are appalled by disbelief in Him and attributing a son to Him. Glorified and exalted is He. Allah Almighty said, "The heavens almost rupture in therefrom, and the earth splits open, and the mountains collapse in devastation, that they would attribute to the Most Merciful a son. And it is not appropriate for the Most Merciful that he should take a son. The heavens, earth, and mountains fear their Lord and Creator when He offered them the trust of responsibility, and they decline to bear it." Allah even tells us that if the Quran were sent down upon mountains, they would split apart from the fear of Allah. So how astonishing it is that a mere piece of flesh is even harder than solid rock. They hear the verses of Allah recited yet remain defiant and arrogant, as if they never heard them at all, as if there is deafness in their ears. They neither soften nor show humility. Allah Almighty said, "Have they not traveled through the land so that they may have hearts by which to reason and ears by which to hear? For indeed, it is not eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are within the breasts. Fear Allah and properly magnify and revere Him. Reflect upon the perfect servitude of inanimate objects, plants, and animals to Allah the Most High, even though they are less favored and honored than you. Recognize the elevated status of the children of Adam by virtue of this privilege of stewardship on earth. Preserve this precious gem through true servitude to Allah, and protect it from being tarnished by the evil of sins and from the vileness of neglectful disobedience. And beware lest sins cause you to fall from the heights to the lowest depths, subjecting you along the way to the elements. such as the birds snatch you away or winds hurl you to a remote place. Allah the Exalted says, that is so, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of the hearts. The more that a person humbles themselves before Allah and acknowledges their utter need of Him and submits to Him, the nearer they will be to Him, the more honorable they will be, and the greater their status will be. The happiest of people are those with the most servitude to Allah. Ibn Majah, may Allah have mercy upon him, reported in his hadith collection that the Prophet ﷺ said, O son of Adam, devote yourself to my worship, and I will fill your heart with contentment and alleviate your poverty. But if you do not do that, then I will fill your heart with worldly concerns and will not alleviate your poverty. O Allah, aid us in remembering you, expressing gratitude to you, and worshipping you in the best fashion. Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.